This week's podcast from Jake the Writer, author, travel writer, journalist and Project Fear hater, explains why he didn't upgrade his car this week. I call it Blame Brexit. I've had a long love affair with a car. Now there's a confession. I've owned a top-of-the-range V8 Lexus since it was just a two-year-old. I call it a Louis XIV model because it has gold badges and bits all over. I've also given it a name, I'm embarrassed to say, because hitherto all cars have been nothing to me but tin boxes, and I've owned a few. I've called my Lexus the novel name of Lexi. That's it. Confession over, and am I red-faced? Lexi is approaching 16 years old. It's the car that I'd always promised myself when I retired, and I'm certain that it will see me out in luxurious motoring for as long as I last. Did I mention she also has a personalised number plate, which allows her to hide her age, even though she's timeless? The rich widow who I'd purchased her late husband's hardly used car from didn't mention the plate, so neither did I. The number plate is probably a lot more valuable than the car is, and no, I don't feel guilty. On Saturday, my local dealership sent me a gold inlaid embossed invitation to the launch of their latest model. I don't need to change my car. In fact, at my age, not only could I not justify the cost, my wife tells me that I couldn't afford one anyway. In spite of that, I couldn't resist at having a look at the specification, just out of interest, you understand. I'm also a self-confessed gadget freak, and I tend to spoil myself with the latest boys' toys, such as iPhones, iPods, digital camera, thermal Wi-Fi printer, dash cam, etc., etc. My toy box is overflowing. You get the picture. The confessions of a shopaholic could have been written for me. Anyway, back to the new model. The specification was chock full of bait to tempt one such as me. The lists of high-tech gizmos, such as multi-contour seats in the finest Connolly hide with chambers which compensate for acceleration and cornering, split-screen satellite navigation system that made my present one as outdated as a road map, and parking cameras to the front and rear, individual rear passenger DVD players with wireless headphones, even in-car Wi-Fi, advanced voice control over your phone, auto windscreen wipers which switch themselves on at the first spot of rain, auto dip headlights when it detects oncoming vehicles, the car even alerts the driver if it detects drowsiness, and so on and so on. My juices were running, the adrenaline kicked in, and I went onto the dealership's website. As I logged on, somebody immediately typed, "Hello, my name is Martin. How can I help you today?" Damn, I'd been caught. Sucker. I typed, "Hi, this is only a general inquiry for the price of the LS480, and I'm not really in the market." Martin quickly replied, "You will never get a better time to buy. Because of Brexit and the fall in the exchange rate, I'm able to offer a one-off price of just $71,999. Silence my end. And then I typed, "Did I miss something? Is that special rate a buy one, get one free offer?" Martin had hung up. Brexit indeed. He obviously wasn't aware of my Vote Leave / Grassroots Out campaign credentials. Anyway, what would I do with two cars? I think I will stick with Lexi. After all, she is the other love of my life. She is beautiful, and in another 10 years she will be a classic. We're both maturing perfectly together. That's it for another week. Thanks for listening. As Arnie in The Terminator said, I'll be back.